The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a podcast by The Straits Times and The Business Times.
Welcome to Money Hacks, a podcast series by The Business Times and The Straits Times, where we break down actionable financial tips. I'm your host, Chris Lim. Today, we're talking about how to manage your portfolio in a volatile market. Trade wars, elections, natural disasters, all of these things can turn markets upside down. And then they can abruptly turn around again. So how is an investor supposed to allocate investments in the midst of all this market volatility? Freddie Lim, CIO of robo-advisory platform Stashaway, is with us today to share some suggestions. Hi Freddie, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So what does Stashaway do first?
Well, Stashaway is an automated investment engine that at a fraction of the cost you see elsewhere and with no minimum requirement. Mm-hmm. 82 cents is fine, 1 cent is fine, mm-hmm. 1 million is fine. You get to invest globally in a huge number of diversified assets.
Mm-hmm. And what's an investor to do then when markets are volatile?
The blunt truth is nothing, because you can't prepare for volatility when it hits. It has to be prepared from day one when you invest. So when you first set up your goals, you should know why you invest, right? Mm-hmm. What's the time frame? What's your comfortable risk level? And how much savings you want to come up with and invest them. So those things are already the parameters you set, and it shouldn't really change regardless of where the market is. Mm-hmm.
So really, as usual, actually, you get the fundamentals right. You have to know why you're doing what you're doing when you started buying things. What was your end goal? Which are actually quite, I mean, the basics of investment. So those things still apply.
Absolutely. I would actually go further and say, well, first, don't borrow money to invest.
Okay, folks, you heard it. Freddie Lim, CIO of Stashaway, has just advised all of you, don't borrow money to invest. Step one, all right?
So no margin account, no FX trading with mm-hmm. leverage. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Well, if you have a 10 times leverage, what it means is you put up only 1/10 the amount to mm-hmm. trade something. The market dropped 10%. You mm-hmm. lost your entire account. That's very magnified. Mm-hmm. It looks good when it's up, but, well, as you know, we have been having volatile markets. The whipsaw is the greatest enemy for investor. The whipsaw means that it goes flip up, and then you bought it because it looks good at a high. Mm. It flips down. You react to it out of fear. Mm. You sell. You got just double whacked by the market. Mm-hmm. That's enormous damage.
That also ties into your risk appetite, right? I mean, nothing gained. If you're willing to, you have that sort of risk appetite, be really highly geared, crazy leverage, you might have big gains potentially, or you open yourself up to suffering amid volatility when things flip-flop.
Well, take Bitcoin for an example, right? There's nothing wrong speculating or investing in it. I've seen successful cases where people have budgeted for 70-80% drawdowns in the cryptocurrencies, but they took a long-term view, right? So if I have a 10% of my net worth exposed to something and it goes down 80%, yeah, I'm down 8% of my net worth. Mm-hmm. It's still manageable because I knew I budgeted for it. I can hold for a long gain. So it's really about allocation.
So step one is really know why you're investing. Step two is don't borrow money to invest if you're looking at not being overly affected by volatility. Step three is...
Well, looking at the list here, yeah, you're right. Are you saving up and investing for a marriage goal, a down payment for a flat? You got to know the timeline of your goals. The more time you have, the more risk you can stomach because you have more time to recover. So review your goals and the timeline. And you mentioned the great stuff about your risk level and your savings. And the other thing to do is to make sure you do nothing in times of volatility. Ignore the noise. We are constantly bombarded by social media and Twitter, mm-hmm. Donald Trump's tweet storms. Eh? Mm-hmm. So you need to budget for that these days. It's harder to be an investor, but you can plan for it.
So step three is stay cool, folks. Stay cool. Don't be swept up by noise or panic or FOMO, fear of missing out.
Oh, yeah.
So if you like these tips so far, please subscribe to Money Hacks on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, and like and rate us. Now, back to our conversation with Freddie Lim, CIO of robo-advisory platform Stashaway. So Freddie, you're talking about staying cool. How do you know then when to stay calm and when to jump in because you want to react quickly? So how do you know when to react nimbly and when to ignore the noise? How do you separate the noise from the signal?
Well, we used to think that an active manager can beat the market, but the statistics have shown you over the last 15 years, the S&P scorecard, the SPIVA scorecard has shown that about 90% of funds underperform their benchmark. So if the professionals can't do it all day long, focusing on it, they can't do it. What makes you think that I can do it? I'm just a retail investor. I might be an architect. I'm not a pro. So the best thing to do is to think about dollar cost averaging, which means I save $500 a month, I invest it. When the market is up, my $500 buy me less units of the assets. But when the markets are down, I'm getting more. I average it out over time. I have less chance of overreacting to the markets. So again, it's trying to make sure I don't react to it. That's the key.
The difference between reacting and making a conscious decision when you see an opportunity to, for such as dollar cost averaging, average up, average down, right? So I guess experience helps. What about robo-advisory platforms such as Stashaway? Would you guys help someone make these decisions?
Well, I think from day one, we spend a lot of time profiling the background of the user, their risk level, income, expenditures, right? To try to come up with something that, to make sure they are not likely to overreact. Because to have long-term success, you need to stay invested in the market. The average return that the textbook teach you takes time. The power of compounding is the eighth wonder of the world, according to Albert Einstein, the physicist. He's not even an investor, but he's right. So that takes time of staying in the market. You can't get knocked out by the market in the near term. I think the cost of market timing is huge. According to JP Morgan Asset Management, they published a study. From 1994 to 2014, so a 20-year period, S&P 500 averaged 9.85% in return. If this period you time the market and you just miss out the 10 best days, just 10 days out of 20 years, your return goes down from 9.85 to 6.1. It's a massive, massive loss of opportunities.
What do you advise your clients? Or rather, could someone just open an account with Stashaway or some other robo-advisory and trust your algorithms to weather volatility for them? I'll just sit back, make sure my portfolio is set up, make sure I have a conversation with you about my priorities, and then I sit back and not worry? Or do I still have to be active?
Well, it's designed to make you not worried so you get on with your lives. But the way we do it matters. It has no differences with very good financial planners or fund managers. It's the same principles. First, get the risk right. And when you get it right, for example, there's an extreme chance of losing 20% of the money. You let them meditate on this. If it really works out for the person, fantastic. We make sure in extreme scenario, in our risk assessment, back in 2008, back in some historical crisis, this is sort of the number that you're going to see. You stick to the plan. So how then we get there is about mixing assets, a bunch of growth assets, a bunch of protective assets in a way that matches the risk profile.
Now coming back to trade wars, are trade wars here to stay? Is volatility here to stay really?
Well, the trade war is going to be like a mini cold war really. So it's not going to go away. However, it's just noise. The trade war is like a whack-a-mole game. First, when you whack the trade mole, Vietnam pops up. In May, Chinese export to Vietnam on PCs and electronic components is about 82% increase year-on-year. The same month, Vietnam's export to US is 71.7% increase. Same products to the US. So the rerouting of trade via Vietnam is one of the whack-a-mole thing. And there's many other whack-a-moles.
So to reiterate, let's summarize. So step one is get your fundamentals right. Know why you're investing, right? Step two, stay calm. Step three, pretty much get back to basics such as dollar cost averaging. I mean, which is, it's something that's been talked about endlessly, but you have to have a cool head to do it properly.
And I would add to that and say that in a world where there's a lot of volatility, the more you need to respect dollar cost averaging. Because the whipsaw is investors' greatest enemy. Trump will flip his position into a negotiation. and then nothing happens, right? So the ups and downs, the whipsaw, to manage that, you need to smooth out your investment. Mm-hmm. And that is dollar cost averaging.
Smooth out your investment, folks. Thanks, Freddie. We've been talking to Freddie Lim, CIO of robo-advisory platform Stashaway. That's a wrap for this episode of Money Hacks. We hope you like these latest tips.
That was an SBH podcast by The Straits Times and The Business Times. Find us on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcasts, or streaming on Google Home. Do feedback to us at podcast@sbh.com.sg. You can also check out more podcasts on various topics at The Straits Times and The Business Times online. Any financial or investment information in this podcast is for use in Singapore only and is intended to be for your general information. Any particular investment or decision should only be made after consulting with a fully qualified financial advisor.